The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
How and why are you drunk at 6 o'clock?
Well, the how's pretty self-explanatory, and the why is because I thought we were leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ergo, Latin, plenty of time to sleep it off.
Why don't you take your butt out of here?
Sports is sports. Sports is business. I like the music I like. You kind of like whatever it is you like.
Football's football.
Football's football.
Football is football.
Football is football.
Football is football.
Athletics is athletics.
Football's football.
The best part of football is football. And so you got to do football.
Football's football. And the only way to get better at it is to play football.
Blip, blip.
Gonna go blow some ducks.
Ahoy! Shit, you need it.
All right, a little bit more on the backwards hat topic here. People are testing in what they are thinking when they turn their hat around.
Yeah.
Here is a guy who is a carpenter. He says,
it's my favorite one.
I'm a carpenter. I wear a hat every day, and today I turned my hat backwards when I had to buckle down. Right. It's like shifting gears.
Lincoln Hawk style, right? They turn the switch, you flip it around. And there is an element to that, right?
Yeah, sometimes,
like, you flip it around, that means, hey, we're done. Like, no, the laser focus. The Bill's not getting in my way. We got some business to attend.
What about arm wrestling? You have to flip it around.
That's right.
You know what I realize the time that I'll do it? If I have had a couple bad tee shots on the golf course, I'll flip it around for the next one.
Really?
Yeah.
I've flipped it around on the golf course before because if it's raining, if it rains hard enough, the water starts dripping from the bill of your cap while you're putting.
Rory did that once. Yeah. He flipped
and
his hat around backwards.
I'm sure old people all over the country were calling the USGA.
This is outrageous.
Well, Brooks Koepka has said that many times. He's kind of a douchebag, but I totally agree with him on this. He goes, dude, golf is too stuffy. He's like, if I want to show up to my country club with my hat on backwards and my shirt untucked and my flip-flops to just chip and putt, I should be allowed to do that. Mm. And I think he's so right about that. But boy, try that at your local country club and see how many white hairs get pissed.
Yeah, my buddies, I'll go hang out with my buddy who is a member at one, and they are, and it says everywhere, wherever you walk on that place, it says dress code strictly enforced. In the clubhouse, on the course, and yes, the hat backwards, that ain't flying.
Look, I get
and you better be tucked in, you son of a bitch.
I get the no denim thing, but the tuck in.
Yeah, what is that?
I don't know.
And look, a lot of rotund people should not be tucking. They should be allowed to. That's not a good look, John Daly.
Yeah.
The other one, too, is when we're on the golf course, I often get asked about this. I don't wear a hat when I golf, ever. And like, people think that's very, very weird.
But I used to be that way. I used to not be able to.
Well, Jack and Arnie.
Yeah.
Jack and Arnie never wore hats.
No. And I don't wear them. And that's the other one, too, we were talking that once I went bald, like really bald, and I shave it, I don't like the way hats feel on my head for the most part. They just, it's different. You know, sometimes your hat gets irritated on your forehead. Imagine that, but the entire length of your head. And so it's not one of those things. Then it gets sweaty and kind of grimy and gross. And so you would think as a bald man that I'd wear a hat to cover up, but I just find myself never wearing them other than stocking caps. Stocking caps, fantastic. Wear those all the time.
Well, but you can't really turn that on backwards.
No, you can't.
A couple of our listeners, several of them saying that they just think some hats look better backwards.
Yeah, I can see that. It's definitely a style thing.
Yeah. Maybe the dad hat backwards is a little better looking than forwards.
Well, and some people do. Some people look cool, and other people look like look like a bit of a doucher.
It's a bit like an ascot, but a fedora.
Yeah.
Some people can pull off the fedora, some people can't.
Very few can pull off the fedora.
But the ones that do look badass, and
they
that's,
look awesome.
And
that's
why you think you're like, well, I'm going to get one of those. Look how cool that guy looks. Like, Griffey Jr. is the one that, to me, that made the backwards hat cool.
Mm-hmm.
To this day, when Griffey wears it, is 56 or however old he
is. Still fine, because it was his thing.
Yeah, he looks great.
By the way, I want to read a text. This was to my personal phone, and it's from a blast from the past here at 1080 The Fan.
Mm.
Timmy the Man Monas has reached out.
I love Timmy Monas.
Timmy Monas. He was at The Fan for several years, did updates and producing and stuff. Really funny guy. He's still listening to our program.
Wow.
And he texts me on this topic. He said, I think the convo is really funny because I remember back in the day when Colin used to say to people to relax that they were old because Griffey was wearing his hat backwards. He was the exact opposite of what he's talking about now.
Wow.
And I don't remember that, but yeah. Monas was, he was the producer
yeah,
for that show
known.
For some time. Yeah. And yeah, that's funny that he remembers that.
Well, we all change, and do you have something?
I just think he's, when Colin, by the way, this should be said, when Colin is saying these things,
yeah.
he's a smart dude. He knows he's getting you riled up. That's sure. His whole point is to get...
It's working. We're talking about it
exactly.
For 20 minutes.
Well, a lot of people have been talking. I mean, it's been
yeah,
making rounds on
us.
Social media. He knows yeah. What he's doing with
it. He was trending on Twitter because of it.
Well, I'm asking, do you have an old man take where if someone's wearing something, you immediately go, you can't help it. It's just you're like, you just have the old man visceral reaction
wearing,
to it?
If somebody else... No, I... No. My old man... I have a lot of old man takes, but... My worst one is the loud muffler thing.
Yeah,
it really drives me insane, and yeah. I don't understand it, and I think you're a douchebag if you have a muffler that's loud. I am so sorry if you can't afford to get your muffler fixed, or just the motorcycle that's loud, or the truck that's shockingly loud, and there's really no it effing drives me insane. Because, with other people and what they wear, I don't care. That's your expression. That's your... I don't care. I try not to be critical of anyone's
sure, but there's
appearance.
Yeah, but there's not something that you see and you just, in your
no.
mind, it just looks ridiculous.
Well, maybe, but I don't care that they're wearing
it. No, I'm not saying you care, but you go into like, I'll have
my... Well, I think the baggy look is really, like right now, a lot of people are doing, like the fashion thing is real baggy. I think
yeah.
It looks stupid.
Yeah.
But what do I know? I'm no fashionista. I don't care. Wear whatever the hell you want. You're not bothering anyone else. It's your expression. The car thing is, it is shockingly off-putting to me. and I hate it so very much. But there's nothing I can do about it.
I don't know if I hate it. But the one that I just, and it's been going on forever. And I when I was young, old, I cannot understand it. I don't get it. I don't understand why it looks good. I don't get why people do it. Functionally, I don't understand how it works.
I think I know where you're going here.
I will not, for the life of me, ever understand why people wear their pants below their ass. I don't get how they... I don't get how they stay up. It makes no sense to me. None. And I've thought this forever. Where did that...
It is kind of a...
I just...
Well, it is kind of a weird thing. Like, how does it work?
Yes.
How does that even work? How do you do that?
Because they cinch the belt tight, and it's just... Yeah.
And then it feels like you're, like, using the... Like, you're doing a Thighmaster-type routine to just keep them up while you walk. It's very strange.
It is. That is my one... That is my Colin Coward thing. And not where, you know, again, do what you want. I don't care if you sag your pants. I just... Whenever I see someone, I can't help it. My instantaneous thought is, why? Like,
why?
What are you doing? You look like an idiot.
Well,
like,
hey, that's a cultural thing, though.
Yeah.
I feel like I have a few of those things that are, like, circumstantial. Like, if I see someone show up to a wedding in jeans, I'm like, oh, come on, man.
Right.
You know? And that happens. It seems like there's one at every so often at a wedding where it's like you don't have slack, so you just couldn't get any. I don't know.
I have that.
What about jeans on the golf course?
Ooh.
Do you see that and go, oh, dude.
Yeah, there's a...
Guess it depends where you're playing.
It depends where you're playing. Because I'll play out at Rose City. And you know.
Yeah, you'll get some jeans.
You get some jeans. I once
lucky
played,
to get a shirt.
There was a years ago. It's not even a course anymore. What's the one that was out in Brush Prairie? God, what was that course? Cedars, out in Vancouver. And I was teeing off in the morning. It towards the end, it got to be really rough. Now I think they tore it down and they built condos. I had a guy come out and play in cowboy jeans, buckle, boots. Just straight.
I remember you said that.
Straight cowboy boots.
Cowboy boy.
And I'll tell you what, he couldn't have been a nicer guy, but it blew my mind. And wherever he was walking on the green, he would leave big heel prints. I was like, that's not going to work on a lot of places. But out there at Cedars, no one gave.
I played out at Quail Valley in Banks, and there was a guy out there I played with once. He was wearing like khaki Dickies, like, you know, like utility worker type pants, and he had a chain wallet, and he was a stick. He went sub 90.
Love that.
Wait, sub 90?
Yes. Yeah. He shot like an 86 or an 88, something like that.
All right, it's, well, that's not a stick.
Rob's not saying that he's good.
For wearing his like zip-up Santa Cruz hoodie but, and his Dickies and his chain wallet, I was thinking he was 100 plus.
And this is my other one, too, that I thought of, that I will... I don't judge the pants thing. I just don't get it. I don't understand it, but again, it's a cultural thing. Whatever. I just, the functionality.
It's a look, but not in your culture.
Yes. But the one thing that I will call in, and it does get under my skin, is nice events, weddings, funerals, formal attire. I swear to God, if you show up wearing a team polo shirt... You son of a bitch. What are you doing?
What do you
mean? That's the best thing you... I went to a funeral for a buddy of mine, and one of the dudes who was speaking, he was standing in front of a congregation giving a eulogy, and the best thing he had was a Dallas Cowboys polo shirt? You've got to be effing kidding me. Stop that.
What is Colorado Rockies?
What are you
Rockies?
Doing?
Yeah, throw on a button up.
Cowboy
or a button down.
Well, and look.
Or just a plain polo. You don't have a navy polo without the star
God
on
forbid
it.
A sport coat?
God forbid. You thought to yourself, I'm mourning my friend. I know what I'm going to do. Wear this Dallas Cowboys polo shirt. What are... That is the one. Or, like, we were going out on a... We went out on a double date a number of years ago with a friend of... it was my gal and her friend, and she was meeting a guy that was, like, kind of, like, they were trying to reconnect. They were, like, high school sweethearts, and they had fallen away, and he moved back into town. And they were reunited, and they wanted to do a double thing. And I thought, okay, this is exciting. Like, we went out to a nice, like, we were at Ringside, or we might have been at Laurelhurst. We went to a steakhouse. And, you know, you figured that you were going to dress up. This dude showed up. Straight thing. Just some saggy-ass jeans, right? Some beat-up sneakers. And then the team polo with, like, a golf, like, lightweight jacket over the top. And I thought, like... You are meeting this girl that you're trying to rekindle a romance from 20 years ago. You're going to a nice steakhouse, and you thought to yourself, let's throw on some mom jeans and my Carolina Panthers polo? But then you decide to class it up with your Callaway Zip Stop It. And she was like, because he went to the bathroom, and she was like, hey, what do you think? I was like, look, I don't think you want my opinion.
What?
That's his best foot forward?
Unfortunately, it is.
That's my call.
The Callaway pull-up is probably like, wow, I need to class this up a little bit.
Oh, here
we go.
That's my call.
I got one.
Well, it has a collar, so, you know.
Yeah, right. I've got one that it wasn't top of mind until somebody brought it up on the text line, and we've talked about this before, but, dude, and I try not to be judgy, but I do silently judge. I mean, we all do.
You're very judgy on this one. I've heard it.
Yeah, it's the pajamas at the airport.
Yep. Pajama pants.
God, grow up. What are you, 5? You're getting on an airplane. You know, it used to be the air in the air on the plane. People would dress up.
Yep.
And
Granddaddy dust off his sport coat to go on a flight.
Yes, he would. He'd put on his top hat, and damn it, he was going to look great on that 3-hour flight. That's right. But that is really off-putting to me. Yeah. It's, and again, you just wear whatever you want.
Exactly.
I get the idea of it's a flight, so I want to be comfortable. But when you're walking around and you're flannel plaid pajama pants and your little slippers carrying a pillow, you look like an effing loser. And I mean loser.
Right?
Like I'm so sorry, but it's true.
You can't help it. It's visceral. That's, yes.
I'm like, how far up your ass is your head? So that one does.
See, I was going to say, everyone's
one
got one.
Me. Yeah.
Everyone's got one that they
But I'm not saying it should, you shouldn't wear that. Like, if that's what you want to wear, that's fine. It just says a lot about you.
Well, I'm going a step further. No, it's not okay for you to wear a team polo to a funeral or a wedding. Or that should not be the best thing you own. It just shouldn't. It just should. Be better.
Well, I'm really sorry that Dave died, but how about them Cowboys?
Right? Someone asked, was my friend that passed a big Cowboys fan? No. No, he wasn't.
That's the only way it would be acceptable is if you were doing some tribute to your friend who's deceased.
No. There was no bits being done.
No.
That's what he threw on. And then you just... All right. No.
God, we...
No.
Have we just done a 30-minute segment?
I think so. Come on!
No, it was like 20 because we did about 20 minutes on backwards hats before that.
We got to get caught up here. 626 on the fan. Well, the backwards hat convo has really sparked some heated, fiery discussion here on the fan.
Yes, it has. Because, like... Everyone has one.
Yeah.
Everyone has one.
Well, we're getting them on the text line. You know, Buck brought up a good one during the break. And, in the interest of moving on...
it's a pretty common one.
We'll move on in a minute, but...
Yeah, maybe.
He brought up... And it is it is a common one. It is the... If you're at a nice restaurant, you know, like white linen...
Yeah.
Tablecloth restaurant... Mm-hmm. Do not, under any circumstances, wear a hat.
Especially a baseball hat.
That is so right.
Any hat, but especially baseball hat.
Yep.
It is so right. Yep. And, you know, like, even, let's say you're in a situation where you couldn't, like, let's say you were golfing and you're meeting somebody for dinner and you don't have time to change. Okay, so you're in golf attire.
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe you've got pants and a golf shirt. That's okay for the restaurant, right? Yeah. Just freaking take off your hat. I mean, seriously.
Unless you're Phil Knight, take it off.
Bet Phil takes his hat off.
I don't know. That's like the crazy stupid love thing. He goes, are you Steve Jobs? Are you the billionaire owner of Apple Computers? No. Then you have no business wearing New Balance. It's the same thing. Unless you're Phil Knight, the billionaire owner of Nike, don't wear your hat into a nice, like you said, white linen restaurant.
Just take it off.
Yeah. It's not
and,
that hard.
And maybe you can go to the bathroom and get your hair right. I mean, it's... messy hair looks better than you with this stupid hat on. It looks ridiculous. And another one. How about, and you'll see this on TV now when you watch sports guys, you know, they have kind of toned down. Like, I remember when you and I first got into TV, we're that old.
Yeah.
That you had to wear a tie.
Yes.
And it was always, I always got a lot of flack because I hate wearing ties.
Yeah.
And I would never wear a tie. I would always have a shirt and sport coat and everything.
Pocket square.
And a pocket square. And at times, an ascot.
Yeah, you were a debonair man.
When we did TV. But there were people that hated that I never wore a tie.
Yep.
But now, you look now at these talk shows, none of these guys are wearing ties. Mm-hmm. And Buck brought up one where if you look at, sometimes you get the standing view of them where they're telestrated or something. Mm-hmm. And they are wearing, a lot of these guys wear like sneakers.
Nice
suits.
Yep.
And it's totally fine.
Yep, I do.
And it doesn't even bother me. I'm just saying it's interesting.
It's a big
how it's,
shift, though. It used to be wingtips.
Yeah,
I have embraced it. I have a couple pairs of nice Jordans that I will wear, like the patent leather 11s. I will wear them with suits, and I love that that has become acceptable. And partly because of you, I will say I can't tell you the last time I wore a tie, and I used to be a tie guy.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen.
I don't like the tie.
I think it's more. It looks more comfortable and natural to go jacket open collar than it is to go no jacket with a tie.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. No jacket with a tie. That's right out.
I can't tell you
like you're a server at the Olive Garden.
Yeah. I can't tell you the last time I put one on.
A tie? Me neither.
Yeah. I mean, it's been years and years. Made a decade plus.
I don't even think you need one really for a wedding or a funeral anymore. Well wedding.
I didn't wear one when I got married.
You did?
Did not wear a tie when I got married.
Okay.
Open collar with a jacket.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I've been to several weddings, and not that I'm in them, but I don't wear them when I go to a wedding. I don't wear them when I go to a funeral.
Yeah, this...
I don't even know, to be honest with you. I don't know if I own one.
I have two.
I got rid of most of them.
Well, you
got
to have the skinny tie now. Like, the ties we used to have,
yeah.
Like, those look
that
like...
That were used as, like, a napkin for people back in the day? That was the whole purpose.
Yeah. I just find them too restrictive. I just don't like them. And I think you can look really nice without it.
I'll bet you that if I do have one and I broke it out, I bet you it would seem really old.
Like the old Trump tie?
I'll tell you what. I've said this before. Back in the day when I wore ties...
He made a good tie.
He made a good tie. I liked
China made a good tie.
He did. He just put his name on it. But I liked the Donald Trump tie. I had several of them.
Somebody else texted, you think pajamas at the airport is bad? I'm a middle school teacher. 30% of my students wear that daily, and it drives me insane. Oh, my God.
Because there is, it feels like there's an indication that I haven't done anything to change from my state of waking up out of
bed. Yes, yes. You know what it looks like? It looks like you are in a deep mental health crisis. Honestly, it looks like you cannot get along in the world.
Yeah.
You have just come out from under your rock for the first time since COVID. put on a pair of pants.
This from the YouTube chat. My buddy's dad is a multimillionaire. He goes to the grocery store in his pajamas all the time. Well, wouldn't it be easier if you just minded your own business?
Oh, shut up, you douchebag. Listen.
That, by the way, that's the ultimate trump card that people love to play. I'm rich. Yeah,
so I don't have
to. Look, I don't.
Sure.
Again, the grocery store to me is different than the airport. Look, I've run out to the grocery store looking really ratty before. I get that. You just, it's like, I just want to pick up something really quick. I'll be fine. Airport, you are flying, you are in the airport with thousands of other people going somewhere else. Like you're doing a lot of stuff with
Did
other
you clean
people
yourself
in
this
and
morning?
Around other people. Yes. Like, dude, come on.
That's what I'm saying. The old Seinfeld had the bit where Jerry looked at George wearing sweatpants and says, "You know what you're saying with this? I give up."
100%.
Especially now because they make nice, like, athleisure, like,
yes,
like Lululemon and Public
Rec. You can look good and be comfortable.
That's a great point. You can go to the airport really in really comfortable clothing and look great.
In fact, I think I almost exclusively travel that way.
You know
now.
What it takes? Just a tinge of effort. A tinge. Sometimes as a human being, you have to try just a little bit.
And you know what? You will feel better. I've read some like different books and people talk about this. You know, it's like those, like, hey, you know, tips for success or whatever, right? Like these sorts of books or little articles. And a lot of people will say, if you spend a month, no matter what you're doing, and you dress up, leaving the house, I don't care if you're going to the store, put on nicer clothes, not like a suit, but spend time, and they are saying you will look better, you will feel better,
yes.
Other people will treat
you better.
It's a self-esteem thing.
Yes.
Look good, feel good. Has anybody ever, I mean, has anybody ever heard that phrase?
The Jerry Rice thing,
I remember,
right?
People saying during COVID that what you should be doing for everyone working from home is get up, shower, and get ready for work the way you would as if you're going into the office, because everyone is running into this wall of lack of productivity because they're still in bed mode.
And by the way, on the teacher front, that is 100% on the parents.
Yeah.
To let their kids go out the door like that, because in that and the parent that we see in the airport dressed like that is probably that's the kid's parent.
Yes, yeah. It's not that and
we have to break the cycle.
You got to pick and choose your fights with your kids, but it's not that hard to be like, hey, you know what? I love you. You're not wearing pajama pants to school.
I would die on that hill.
You're not doing it.
It's not happening.
Yeah.
Not on my watch, you little bitch. Now get in the car.
You wear something comfortable, but upstairs, let's go. We're not doing that. This is the way it works.
Here's Buck with Sports Center. Oh, God. I'm exhausted.
It's a lot of work.
Social rules.
Yeah.
Social contracts.
We're in society, man.
Yep.
Well, we did this yesterday with airline stealing of seats that you missed, Soup. But, we've been big on the social constructs
airline
recently.
Airline stealing seats?
Well, the story is the guy. This went viral on TikTok.
It's a whole swindle situation.
Well, there was a guy who wanted to sit with his kids who did not book his ticket with his kids.
Oh.
Which to me is on him, but okay. Sometimes maybe you're late or something, or you have to book the flight late.
Yeah.
So he has two kids sitting in the window in the middle, and a man is sitting next to them. This guy's a couple rows ahead of him, and he is supposedly sitting in the aisle seat. He goes back to the man sitting next to his kids and says, hey, you want to swap aisle seats? Mine's right there. You can have that. These are my kids. I'd like to sit here.
Sure.
And the guy was like, yeah, no problem.
Yeah.
He's like, you're sitting in the aisle, right? He's like, yeah, that's my seat right there. And so he goes and sits in the – so they switch, and the man goes and sits in the aisle seat. And then a woman walks up and says, that's my seat. And he's like, oh, really? Well, this guy said it was his seat, and I switched with him. He's like, no. She's like – she shows her boarding pass, and it's like, that's my seat. And his was the middle.
Oh.
So he totally duped him.
Well, didn't he just go right back up and be like, dude, get on my seat?
Nope.
He took the middle?
Yeah. They said he was a super nice guy. Didn't want to ruffle any feathers. He's like, whatever, I'll just sit here.
Zero chance
but
for me.
There were, I know, we talked about this yesterday. We said that there's no chance Sook does not go right back to that guy.
It's not even, I mean.
A lot of people would.
I wouldn't even blink.
But this guy didn't. And so they said that they tried, like there were some people that were like, what the hell, man, that's bullshit.
That is.
And they looked back at the guy, and he just kept his head buried in his phone and ignored everyone.
He did it on purpose.
Of course he did.
Yep.
Of course he did.
Nope.
Anyway, that's what we were talking about yesterday. So it's things like this. It's social. You know, we're all in this together.
Yeah.
Just a little modicum of awareness and respect can go a long way.
And this is the problem, and I get it's a flaw that I have, But on the show, it leads to good banter because I get into things. I have that Larry David where I can't.
And you can't let
it. I can't
go.
Let it go.
And by the way, that guy who said mind your own business.
Yeah,
I'm the king of minding my own business. I really am,
and I am not.
I'm just you're not at all.
I can't. Like, this is how bad it was. If I had been sitting across, like I'm not involved in this swap, but I'm close. My gal would have immediately put her hand over my mouth, grabbed like my like a pinch of leg, and just started squeezing because she's. I would have
Do
been
not.
Yes, because I would. I would have turned to that guy and been like, "Hey, D-head, like I know what you did there. You're. I would. I would cause a scene, even though it didn't involve me.
Yeah.
I have that. Larry David thing.
Buckley said he would say something to the guy too.
Yeah. I'd have a huge issue with him. Like, I don't think I would go as far as like physically approaching him and be like, dude, you're going to move or I'm going to make you move. But I'd give him a piece of my mind.
The best text on that was from somebody who said, listen, if that guy really wanted his seat back, he could have gotten it back because everybody would have been on his side.
Yeah.
It could have been a whole thing. But nobody will really go up to the guy if the guy who got screwed doesn't.
Yes.
Right? So it's like...
See, and I guess this is where I come in because in my mind, I'll be like, this is how I justify it. Mainly, I'm just an ass. But I'd be like, that guy doesn't want a confrontation because he's afraid of it being a thing. And it's bothering him, but he just doesn't feel like he can stand up for himself. And I'm like, you know what? I'll stand up for you. F that guy. You did that on purpose. F you.
Well, I think you're right in one sense that because I can identify with the guy who's like, oh, F it. I'll just sit here. It's a seat on a plane. You know, what an ass. But I think the scene is going to be way worse. And it's like, I'm dealing with this a-hole. Yeah. Okay. So I identify with the guy who's just like, I'll just let it go.
Yeah.
The area where you're right is that he didn't want to cause a scene.
Yeah.
The area where you miss what he's thinking is you going up to him and challenging the guy for him is also a scene.
I know.
And he doesn't want in either scene.
Yeah.
So that's where.
And I guess the other part about this that gets me is I feel like we've gone too far the other way. Where people that don't have social norms just do whatever the hell they want and the rest of us take it. And that person knows. It's like the people that steal. They don't even try to hide it anymore. They're like, what are you going to do? Like, there's no consequences. And at some point, someone has to draw a line in the sand and be like, no, across this line you do not cross. This aggression will not stand. And that is me. And I know it's a character flaw. I know some people hate it. My gal hates it. I can't help it. I will stand up and be and say something because there's too many people in this world that are just bullying their way through life and daring someone to do something about it. Well, guess what? I'm gonna do it.
The way I view
that over the line
is, and there are a lot of awful people like that, and they do drive me crazy. But the way I view that is, they are not worth my time.
Yeah,
like you're F you, I'm not giving you the time of day.
Yeah. No, I get it.
So it's two different ways to look at it. Now, here's a question, and then we'll break. We got to break. So answer this when we get back, okay?
Yeah.
But here's the question. What if, so you stand up for the guy. You stand up, and you're a big guy, and you go, and you get in this guy's face.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't get in his face, but yeah.
Well, but you would, like, if you, just you standing up
would
be intimidating.
Sure.
Because you're a big guy, and you wouldn't be happy with the guy.
No.
So just right there, somebody could constitute that as, you are getting in this guy's face.
Sure.
But I think that maybe means something different to you.
Yeah,
but
I get it. Yeah.
But if you confront him,
yes.
What if he stands up and he goes, what the hell are you going to do about it? Now, remember, you have just boarded the plane. You're with BTJ, and you're on your way to the greatest vacation that you're about to ever have.
Yeah.
That's the hypothetical.
Interesting.
How do you respond?
All right.
Next on The Fan. All right, here it is. So how much time do we have, Buckley?
We got about 4.5 minutes.
Perfect. So, douchebag on the plane dupes another guy into moving seats, tells him it's an aisle, it's a middle, knew it the whole time, and buries his head in his phone and pretends to not be paying attention as people are staring him down and the guy's shooting him a dirty look. Okay, you get up, you're big Sook, you can't let it go. You get up and you turn to that guy and you're like, dude, what is this?
Yeah.
And that guy says to you, he stands up and let's say he is, you know, he's not scrawny. Like,
yeah.
This guy could hold his own.
Sure.
And he says, what the hell are you going to do about it, Baldy?
I can tell you that the first off that I'd probably do is laugh at him and be like, seriously, dude, we're going to fight on an airplane? I would probably at that point, one of two things. Either I would laugh at him and sit down and be like, dude, we're not going to fight over this. But more than likely, I would just call the stewardess and be like, hey, you might want to check this. And I would double check to that other guy and give him the option. I'm like, hey, this is your seat. We can kick his ass out of here. And I would make that guy in the back actually say, no, I don't want that. This is my seat. Or just because I think the I don't think technically you really can switch seats like that.
Yeah.
Like I
could hold his.
You're
feet
supposed
to
sit where you're assigned on
the
manifest.
I would get the stewardess involved, and then to be honest with you, as we were like leaving or whatever, I'd be like, and if you're still sore about it, come find me where we get where we're going, and if you still feel sore about it, you can come find me. I'm not fighting someone on an airplane.
Well, yeah, because as the other part of that is, you're going to this great vacation. Like you're not gonna.
No.
Let it rip right there, because you're going to get kicked out of
exactly.
There. So you have to keep your cool.
You got to keep
it cool. But see, what I thought you were going to say is, I'm going to wait, and I'm going to stew, and then when we deplane, that MF-er better watch out.
Look, I'm going to see you at baggage claim 4, bro.
That's right, dude. And right outside of baggage claim 4, it's free game.
You still say the old,
and he's not stepping outside of the airport because he knows as soon as he's out there, he's fair game, and so he's just kind of hiding inside by security.
Do the Kill Bill thing. If you still feel sore about it, 11 hours later when we land, you can come find me. But it's just, like I said, there's just the people go through life, and the world is really set up, especially nowadays, for people that if they don't care about any sort of social norms. They basically feel like they can do whatever they want because no one's calling these people on it. And more people need to stand up and say no. But people don't do it, and I get it. They don't want to cause confrontation, or they're intimidated by people. And oh, it's bullies. I hate bullies. And in situations like that, that's what that guy is. He's a bully. And he's counting on no one saying something. But yeah, you can't fight someone on an airplane, especially when you're going on vacation.
Yeah, you're smart enough to know that.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. See, this is why I don't get involved in these things.
Yeah.
I just don't want to deal with pieces of crap.
And that's what they're counting on.
I know.
A-holes like that are counting on people not calling them on their crap.
I would say there's two different scenarios. One is that I was just watching that.
Yeah.
It's a little different if I was the guy who switched. Yeah. I'm not saying that I would just let it go.
Yeah.
I would be pissed and maybe try to rectify that. But as far as like getting involved in another person's quarrel, boy, you are looking at the wrong guy.
I wish I was more like that. It's just it's a character flaw that I have.
I land somewhere right in between. I can't hold my tongue, but I'm not really going to do anything.
Huh. That's maybe the worst.
Well, no, I'll say something, but I'm not going to like...
You're just like the peanut gallery. Like, shut up
or
do something.
I'll chirp them.
Yeah. I'll chirp them. All right. We got to go. We got to nothing we wanted to in the club.
But we have a great commencement speech tomorrow.
Yes.
It's an all-timer.
Or terrible. Depending on how you look at it.
Point of view.
We're back tomorrow, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.